If you're planning to rent a movie this Valentine's Day, critic Owen Gleiberman recommends a 1946 film just released on video. It's something Cupid might like if Cupid was into tortured love.
We've heard a lot recently about the return of the old-fashioned Hollywood love story. Yet I have one problem with movies like Ghost and Pretty Woman. They make love seem so nice. I miss the days when movie characters really suffered for love, when they got involved in twisted, sordid affairs that ruined their lives and turned them into 3 o'clock in the morning drunks. If you miss those days, too, check out Humoresque, one of the most extravagantly over-the-top movies Joan Crawford ever made. Crawford plays a neurotic socialite married to a spineless bore. She eases her loneliness by drinking around the clock and patronizing young artists, the handsomer the better. Crawford stars opposite John Garfield, who, in an outrageous example of casting against type, portrays an earnest young violinist struggling to carve out a career for himself as a soloist. Garfield's broad forehead and sly smile make him look like a 40s version of Mickey Rourke. The amusing thing about his performance here is that he plays a violinist as though he were playing a thug or a prize fighter. Though Humoresque is set within the world of classical music, the movie feels like some seedy film noir about a young stud who gets hooked on a dangerous older woman. Clifford Odets worked on the screenplay, and the dialogue has his usual hard-boiled zing. After Garfield shows off his musical talents at one of Crawford's posh parties, the great lady comes over and immediately starts spinning her web.
You play like a calliope.
I beg your pardon?
Now, there's an original answer for you. He begs my pardon. You're not by any chance the man who got up and gave his seat to the lady on the subway, are you? Or do you come from the provinces?
I was born in New York.
Oh, here's that rare animal, a New Yorker from New York.
New York is full of all kinds of animals. Not all of them were born here.
Garfield becomes Crawford's latest plaything. Yet it's not long before the two fall for each other in a big way. The trouble is, the scandal of their affair could wreck his career. Humoresque is full of classical music, and amazingly enough, it really works for the movie. The performance interludes are like the boxing scenes in a prize fight film. They help punch up the drama. And Garfield does a superb job of pretending to play the instrument. His movements match up perfectly with Isaac Stern's recordings. For comic relief, Oscar Levant is on hand as a wormy, wisecracking pianist. In the end, though, the movie belongs to Crawford. This is probably her most soulful performance. As the character sinks deeper and deeper into alcoholic despair, Crawford's face becomes a mask of passion and depravity. Her final scene is a knockout. For sheer masochistic grandeur, it outdoes even James Mason's big stroll into the sea at the end of A Star Is Born. Next to this sort of thing, today's love stories can't help but feel just a little bit squeaky clean. In Humoresque, Joan Crawford makes love seem thrillingly overwrought, which is exactly what it ought to be.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly. I'm Terry Gross.